The 15-page brief outlines the events leading up to Darren Rainey's death. During a schizophrenic episode, it says Rainey smeared feces on his face. So it states, as a form of punishment by prison guards at Dade Correctional, Rainey received what's called the shower treatment. After he was locked in a scalding hot shower for 2 hours, two guards found him unresponsive, and about 40 minutes later, he was pronounced dead. The brief reveals that the temperature was close to 105 degrees. A medical note showed more than 90% of Rainey's body was burned and his skin came off when touched. Peter Sleesman is an attorney who represents the Florida Institutional Legal Services Project and Disability Rights Florida, which is representing the Rainey's family in this suit. In addition to the Florida Department of Corrections, it's filed against the former prison guards involved in the alleged abuse, as well as Corizon, the health care provider in charge during the time of Rainey's death. And the investigation into his death is still ongoing.
We have spoken to numerous inmates who are both currently housed on the unit and are former residents of the inpatient unit down there. And it became apparent that Mr. Rainey's death and the treatment of Mr. Rainey was not just an isolated incident, but in fact reflected an ongoing pattern and reflected widespread abuse of the mentally ill inmates who are housed on that unit. So we have been watching the investigations, or probably more appropriately, the lack of investigations of the situation down there. And we became very concerned that the steps that have been taken by the department so far were inadequate.
The mental health advocacy group Sleesman represents also filed a similar suit in federal court months ago on behalf of mentally ill inmates currently housed in the same facility.
The lawsuit is against the Secretary of the Department of Corrections and against the private corporation that provides health care, including mental health care, down at that unit. And the lawsuit does not seek damages, but rather seeks to get the court to order remedies that will ensure these abuses don't happen again.
And Stephen Albers agrees. Take a look at his business card, and he's a jack of all trades as a carpenter, a handyman, and a builder. The 49-year-old was also once an inmate at Dade Correctional Institution, where he says he encountered abuse by prison guards.
At Dade CI, a guard broke my hip for not standing in the rain, and he later on, he punched somebody in the face. They caught it on camera that he lied. He got fired. Then they gave him his job back. There's no accountability. There's no rules being followed. There's no laws being followed. Them officers rule everything and they do what they want.
At one point, he says he was also housed in the same inpatient health unit as Rainey, adding that guards treated inmates badly. While he was there, it was under the direction of Charles McCray, Dade's director of corrections at the time.
They degrade him basically and humiliate him. That whole camp, all the guards are basically, Captain McCray was running it, and they called him Devo for short for the movie Friday because he was so mean. He'd keep people from eating just for talking in line. And these are mentally ill people, some talk to themselves.
Albers also recalled a time when he says he became delusional because he was taking off his meds and he was then locked in a shower.
And then I started spitting water out taking a shower because I was delusional, and then one guy walked by with his boots on three of them said I spit on him, which I didn't.
But he says what came after is what really troubles him.
They were supposed to have the camera running before they jumped on me with the CERT team. They didn't. And when I complained about it, nothing was done. I mean, it was all right. When I went to the Inspector General's, you know, they didn't want to do nothing about it, even though they violated the law. When you use the force, you're supposed to video camcorder everything. And I was never even asked to comply to handcuffs before they jumped on me, which is by rule they're supposed to.
And it's alleged behavior like that Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Mike Cruz has continually said he won't tolerate at his agency.
In our agency, we're going to be open and we're going to be transparent. And when these allegations come forward, we're going to take them seriously and we're going to vet them through the process that we have currently in place through an investigation, whether that be through our Office of our Inspector General or our Inspector General along with the partnership we have now with FDLE. It's a difficult life being incarcerated. And right now, with a lot of things that have been exposed in the media over the last several months, if I had a son or a daughter or a loved one in an institution, I would be concerned too.
Cruz has said he hopes the investigation into Rainey's death will come to a close soon. He's also been working on implementing several reforms, the latest one hiring a mental health ombudsman. In addition, he recently met and talked with a group of protesters who either had imprisoned loved ones or were imprisoned themselves, which includes Albers. Both sides parted ways amicably, noting that there are good prison guards within the prison system. Meanwhile, since last month, close to 50 prison guards have been fired due to prison abuse allegations. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.